House of the Lord. Establish a house, even a house of prayer, a house of fasting, a house of faith, a house of learning, a house of glory, a house of order, a house of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 119. The Lord commands that temples be built so that His children can go somewhere reverent, feel the Holy Ghost, and be taught. Elder Franklin D. Richards, a former member of the 70s, said, "In the temple there is an influence and spirit that touches the minds, hearts, and souls of those present. Yes, it is truly the house of the Lord." Ensign, November 1986, page 72. The temple invites the Spirit because it has been dedicated as the Lord's house. Only worthy members can enter. They pray with faith for guidance from Heavenly Father, and they pray as a group for those whose names are on the prayer roll, a list of people who need special blessings. Sometimes people come to the temple fasting so that they can understand the Spirit's promptings more clearly. Those who attend the temple must be careful to not drive away the Spirit by focusing on worldly things. Elder David B. Haight said that those who enter the temple should be mindful that feelings of anger, hostility, fear, frustration, haste, or any preoccupation with matters outside the temple will interfere with their ability to fully partake of the feast of the Spirit. Those kinds of feelings are left outside the temple when we enter. Ensign, May 1992, page 15. We can prepare now to think about Jesus Christ when we are in the temple by thinking about Him during the sacrament. We can also prepare to learn in the Lord's house by building our testimonies and by fasting on Fast Sunday. If we are spiritually prepared to attend the house of the Lord, our faith will be strengthened and we will recognize the Holy Ghost teaching us. End of the article, House of the Lord.
Friends, in the